In this series of four interviews, Glenn Neely discusses his thoughts on deflation, his predictions for the coming deflation in the U.S. economy, and what neo-wave theory has to say about long-term trends in the financial market. In this first of a four-part interview series on deflation, Glenn Neely discusses the current debate between two camps, those who believe we're in danger of igniting inflation as a result of Federal Reserve actions, and those who think we're heading into a deflationary period. Mr. Neely explains why and when he believes we're headed for dramatic deflation.
My name is Bob Fox. I own a website called www.greekandmoney.com. It's a technical analysis site, analyze U.S. equity market. I provide an intraday update as well as daily update, and I also post my personal trade as well. And I have always been interested in alleyway and now especially neoway. And it's my privilege to have a chance to have a conversation with the founder of NeoWay, Glenn Neely, here. Glenn, I guess I'll be asking you a few questions regarding deflation.
Okay. Appreciate you doing this today.
Well, it's kind of confusing not only to the traders as well as the general public that we seem to have two camps of people who think that we are either in an inflation scenario due to the Federal Reserve easing, the monetary easing and physical easing, and also alleyway camp that thinking we are in a deflation. And there seems to be a huge divergence between the commodity prices, agriculture, metal, as well as energy, and also equity market that has rallied pretty strongly since March 2009. And the divergence, the other side, will be the housing price, which has been depressed for a couple of years now, and people's wage has not gone up either. And that's reasoning for people that in a deflation camp, thinking that is a basically a destruction of debt. So what camp are you in, and how do you feel about if you're in deflation? Can you explain why something like gold has gone up so much?
First part of that, in my opinion, until gold starts heading lower, that real deflation is probably not going to actually be in effect. I mean, you can always have markets that lead a trend and markets that come after or follow the trend. So in this particular case, it's possible that the housing market is leading way before the majority of the rest of the economy is, and commodities and stocks and so forth. But probabilities are that we really won't get any serious deflation until the gold market peaks and starts to decline based on long-term wave patterns. I'm going back almost 100 years. It does appear that we're at the tail end of a very large uptrend. That doesn't mean gold can't go another $100, $200, even $300 higher in a relatively short period of time, just like it did in the late 1979, early 1980 period, where, if I remember correct, it went up $300 or $400 in just the last few months, I think. But, you know, we know how that situation ended. So it's not an issue of how high is it going to go, but once it's finished, then I think we're finally going to see a pretty dramatic deflationary period get underway. Long-term gold charts indicate gold could drop more than 50% after it peaks within just a few years. So that would be quite a dramatic change. Anytime a market is heavily followed by the public and a main topic of discussion and concern, usually it indicates that trend is coming to an end. So the fact that gold's being relatively heavily advertised on TV, a lot of people are worried about inflation, they're worried about what the Fed's doing, and all these different concerns, it all points to the fact that we're approaching the end of this trend, which in this case is the inflationary trend. If things were that bad or things were going to get really bad, the public wouldn't be so worried about inflation way before there's really any serious inflation. According to government statistics, the inflation rate's just recently gotten, I think, up to 3%. But before that, it was just 1% or 2%, and I think at one point it was even negative. That's not really what you would call inflation. You know, I lived in the 70s, and it was up in the 20% range, if I remember correct. The interest rates were 20%. I can't remember what the inflation rate was, but it was significantly higher than what we're experiencing right now. There's too much anticipation of things getting bad, which means it's probably already gotten bad, and this is about as bad as it's going to get. And that once the trend really changes, people are still going to be taking actions as if the inflation part is going to happen, but it's already, the worst has probably already taken place. And I think we're extremely close to the end of that uptrend, and once gold starts down dramatically, then I think everything else will follow. We have this other large trend, which has to do with the credit bubble, which obviously burst in 2008, that has really long-term implications for the economy, for the banking system, for the general public, that, you know, you go through a period of credit expansion and credit contraction. And we went through a credit expansion of at least 20, if not 30 years, and you could even say it's been going on for almost 100 years. So that expansionary period is not going to end just after a year or two. It's going to be a very long, drawn-out process, and usually no matter what the size of a move up, the correction will be at least 25% of the time, and generally it'll be 100% of the time or more. So there's a very good chance that the credit contraction will take many years, if not a few decades. And when a credit contraction is occurring, by definition, you're having less and less money in the system. People are paying off debts, not able to borrow money as before, so the amount of money in circulation keeps decreasing over time, and that means that the money that's left is worth more and more, and by definition that means deflation, because deflation is a period where the value of the dollar is increasing in relation to everything else. So I think we're very close to that point, and that's one reason why I think the Fed was able to do what it did and spend so much money so easily, because they know that despite all the money they spent, it's not going to be enough to counteract the massive credit contraction that we're going to be going through for the next maybe 10 to 20 years. So it's a little bit that they could do, but it's the most that they could do and the most they could get the public to allow them to do. And from this point forward, I doubt we're going to allow that to happen. And so it's going to be nothing but the deflationary and credit contraction forces that will be in effect for many, many years.